This is The Hard News Vegan. I'm Pamela Rice, your host, author of 101 Reasons Why I'm a Vegetarian, both in pamphlet and in book form. Thank you, Joseph Puentes, for technical support. In the background, you hear Gothic Prelude by Kathy Reynolds. Here at The Hard News Vegan, you're going to hear about the issues, vegan and vegetarian issues. I'm not much for the lifestyle stuff, and anyway, there's no shortage of that wherever you go in vegan land. I hope you like the show. You can hear other podcasts in the series at www.vivaveggie.org/podcast. That's vivaveggie.org/podcast, Viva Veggie with 1G. You can go to that web address to send me an email. So without further ado, Hard News Vegan. Yes, this is Pamela Rice, Hard News Vegan. And as many of you know out there who subscribe to this podcast, I have not put out a podcast in some time, and it has to be months now. I think it's got to be at least 3 months, and I am deeply sorry to my subscribers and to anybody else out there for that state of affairs. And but you have to forgive me, folks. You have to forgive Pamela Rice, because I have been working on something I know you're happy I have been working on, and that is the website for the first Veggie Pride Parade in America. And the first Veggie Pride Parade in America is going to take place on May 18th. Mark your calendar this minute. May 18th, first Veggie Pride Parade in America will take place in Greenwich Village, New York City. I should say Greenwich Village, where else? Greenwich Village, as people know, is has long been known for progressive ideas. It is a progressive part of New York, which is a progressive part of the country. And veganism is a progressive idea. And so I said, I live near Greenwich Village. I live the next neighborhood over, and so I says, I want the first Veggie Pride Parade in America to be in Greenwich Village. So May 18, mark your calendar, at and let me just read the press release for the first Veggie Pride Parade in America. It will answer a lot of questions very, very quickly. The first Veggie Pride Parade in America will take place in Greenwich Village, New York City on May 18, 2008. The procession will begin at 12 noon in the Old Meat District, and I'm going to explain that later, where 9th Avenue, Gansevoort Street, Greenwich Street, and Little West 12th Street intersect. The parade will culminate in Washington Square Park, that is the eastern end, as some people may know that Washington Square Park is under construction right now. There is a park on the eastern end where there's plenty of room for us. We have a big plaza, in fact. And here the parade will culminate, and this is where a festival of music, live music, big name speakers and exhibitors will take place. There will also be free food, because we are inviting companies that make vegan food to be there, and they're more than willing to pass out t-shirts and their product. Parade participants are encouraged to dress up in costumes and to wear signboards announcing their pride in their vegetarian lifestyle. Local restaurants will represent themselves with banners. They will be there, and we as a group may be animal rights activists, environmentalists, or just concerned with our health. But on May 18, 2008, all of us will come together with one voice, one expression, of Veggie Pride. At 2 p.m. on stage at the post-parade rally in Washington Square Park, the winners of a costume and poster slogan contest in various categories will be announced. At 4 p.m., also on stage, a 7-foot-tall human pea pod. Pinello Pea Pod, who is longtime mascot of parade sponsor Viva Veggie Society, will be married in an open wedding ceremony. The lucky guy, animal, vegetable, we don't exactly know yet, although we are courting right now Chris P. Carrot from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, that's PETA. We're hoping Chris P. Carrot shall be the groom. In any case, there'll be more on that. There is a special page within the Veggie Pride Parade website, and let me name that right now, veggieprideparade.org. Let me say that again, veggieprideparade.org. Veggie is spelled with two G's, I-E, veggieprideparade.org. There's a special page in that website outlining how restaurants can get involved and how both individuals and businesses can place sponsorship ads in the official program ad booklet. Okay? Contingents from all walks of life are encouraged to get involved. In fact, the more diverse we are, the better. The U.S.-based parade was inspired by, but is not affiliated with, the Veggie Pride Parade in Paris. The Veggie Pride Parade in Paris was the first of its kind ever to take place in the world, and has been going on annually since 2001. Now, the Veggie Pride Parade needs volunteers, it needs sponsors. Please go, again, to veggieprideparade.org. There are lots and lots of things that you can do to get involved in large ways and in small. You can lend a hand, just be a participant. If you are a restaurant, for instance, we hope that you will donate, for instance, dinner for two, lunch for two, as a prize for a costume from some of our contests. Basically, our contests are there to encourage people to get creative and have fabulous costumes and with a very good message. We're hoping that people will wear signboards with creative slogans and put together creative costumes. We have many criteria. Go to veggieprideparade.org and click on contests, and you will see the criteria for which we are judging the banners and the signboards and the costumes. And in there is a list of the restaurants that have already pledged to a prize for the costume contest. You can go to, yes, you can post a poster. If you go to the website, you can click on a button that says post a poster. And if you do that, you'll go to a page where you can download very easily a PDF of a promotional poster for the parade. I mean, just post this guy absolutely anywhere. And there's another button that says post a banner, and that means put up a little button in your website so that people can come to our website and learn about the Veggie Pride Parade. I want to talk about exhibitors at the post parade rally, and some of those exhibitors, I want to name them right now. Veg News will have a table. American Vegan Society will be selling books, we hope, possibly. Vegetarian Resource Group, Wildwood Organics. Wildwood is a company that makes different kinds of vegan yogurts and vegan sunshine burgers and things like that. FARM, which is from Bethesda, Maryland, which has long promoted vegetarianism. United Poultry Concerns, Karen Davis. Karen Davis will be one of our speakers. She will be giving us a fiery speech to the audience and riling us all up to become a constituent of powerful political vegans. Speaking of, League of Humane Voters will have a table. Farm Sanctuary will have a table. North American Vegetarian Society will have a table. Supreme Master TV will have a table. Rinberry and Veggie Pride Parade, and PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, will have a table, and so will Richard Schwartz. Richard Schwartz, who is the august author of Judaism and Vegetarianism, will have a table. So we are multicultural. We're moving along. We're going to have lots more exhibitors. At the VeggiePrideParade.org, we also have lots of interactive things. We have a listserv for volunteers. We have a blog. We have a bulletin board. We have a Google Calendar just for events leading up to the parade, mostly meetings for volunteers. And how could I forget? We have, on the day of the event, we're going to have a program guide. And this would be a booklet that's going to be 20 pages plus cover, which volunteers are going to be scurrying around trying to distribute to everybody in the parade and along the parade route, those watching our parade. These program guides will be distributed individually, one by one, to everybody. We're going to have 2,000 of them. And these program guides will tell people the program of events that will take place at the post-parade rally in Washington Square Park, which, by the way, will begin at about 1 o'clock, 1:15, once the parade procession gets into the park. And in the park, as was mentioned in the press release, there will be live music and speakers and exhibitors. There's going to be free food. So far, all we have is Wildwood giving away their probiotic soy milk. But we plan to have more food companies invited as exhibitors so they can give away, I don't know what, free Laura bars. Well, I don't want to say Laura bars because they're not going to necessarily be there. But that kind of thing. Energy bars and things like that. Now, I mentioned that the parade begins in the old meat district. And you may wonder, why would a Veggie Pride Parade begin in the old meat district? Well, I'm not sure I want to say why, but it's basically a... you know, we're going to be telling the media that the parade begins at the old meat district. Now, the old meat district is just that. It's the old meat district. It's really not a meat district anymore. Not to say it isn't, that's not entirely true. It is a meat district still. But where we will be is really no longer a meat district. But it used to be. It used to be a flourishing meat district. So anyway, for a short period of time, vegetarians will be marching in the meat district, and that's enough, I suppose, for the media to get excited about. And we hope that the media will get excited about this, not just because of these kinds of things, but because the vegetarian lifestyle is its time has come. It's time to start talking about going veggie, to eat, at the very least, eating a lot less meat. Meat is so 20th century. I mean, that's my slogan. I mean, it is not viable anymore to eat meat. And more and more people are discovering that it's a wonderful life to be a vegan, that to eat meat is just not compatible with an ethical life. It's not compatible with someone who considers themselves to be an environmentalist. It's not a healthy lifestyle to be eating animal-based foods. So vegetarianism, veganism, time has come, and we're proud, and this is our statement. We vegans are going to be out there, and we're going to be carrying signs, and we're going to be dressing up in costumes, and we're going to be very creative, and we're going to make a little noise. I personally am going to probably have a pedicab that I may be riding in, I don't know. But Viva Veggie Society, which is my group, will be represented with a pedicab. And that's a good idea. I mean, it's not a full-fledged float. A float, by the way, people, if you're thinking of coming in a float, if it's a big float and you've got sound blaring off of it, it's likely that you will need a permit for that float. I want to point that out. Exhibitors, exhibitors are exhibitors by invitation only. This is to make sure that our exhibitors are strictly people who have advocated or done something courageous in one way or another, either starting a company or advocated for the vegetarian lifestyle. All of the exhibitors are going to be strictly vegan or at the very bare minimum strictly vegetarian, and they advocate such. And our music, hopefully we're going to have some real good rock and roll up there, and Karen Davis will be one of our speakers, and Penelope Pod will be married at 4 p.m. We're going to have the costume contest. I guess I'm repeating myself at this point. If you are from out of town, we have one of our bulletin board forums is for people to help people find one another. If you have housing, if you have a place for somebody to stay in your home and you live in or near New York City, you can offer this to somebody from out of town. So we have a way for you to find one another. We have, at the website, we have photographs of the rally site. That is, you can see exactly where the rally is going to take place in Washington Square Park. We have maps, we have a links page, and I should have mentioned this earlier, within the website we also have a history, and you can see some YouTube videos of the march that last year's march, and I think the year before also, that took place in Paris, the Veggie Pride Parade in Paris. Again, we are not affiliated with that parade, but it is our inspiration. We have another button you can press, Why We March, and we have links to lots of information as to why, from all the different organizations, which are basically arguments for why a person should become a vegetarian. We have an FAQs, of course, and we have a very extensive volunteers page. If you want to volunteer for the Veggie Pride Parade, there's lots of ways to do that. And in fact, if you're very productive in the volunteer area, you will be entitled to a home-cooked meal from Roberta Schiff, God bless her, who's been providing home-cooked meals for us volunteers every month since last May, that is May 2007. There's also a list of sponsors. A couple of them need to be named, Veg News. We want to thank them for the full-page ad that they are putting in about the parade. This was, we are most grateful for that. Nailis is a, we also want to thank Nailis in particular for their support. They are a charity that gives literally tens of thousands of dollars to vegetarian groups. And I guess that's it. One other item I want to mention, that our blog and our Yahoo volunteers listserv and our Google Pride Parade calendar, I believe you can do RSS feed on all three of those. So that should wrap it up. I've been meaning to do this podcast for a while about the Veggie Pride Parade. So that's about it. And stay strong, stay veggie. This is Pamela Rice. This is Hard News Vegan. And the date is March 31, 2008. Veggie Pride Parade is May 18. 2008. This about wraps it up for this edition of Hard News Vegan. This is Pamela Rice, your host. Thank you again, Joseph Puente, for technical support. And until next time, stay strong, stay vegan, and take a meat eater to lunch.